Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
Hello, hello, hello. I say hello. Is anybody out there? Is anybody listening? Is anybody there? Welcome to A-Flight Stuff, Totally Driven, presents A-Flight Stuff, to be exact. I'm your host, Tony T. Rocker, and I'm chilling. DJ Coley Cole is over here. He ain't feeling too good. He got the a bad case of the heebie-jeebies. DJ Coley Cole, I want to thank you for setting up the show for me. Man, y'all should see him. Man, I mean, oh, man, he bumping into everything. He just fell out on the floor. He just, oh, my God. He falling. He can't get up. I should help him, but I got a show to do. How y'all feeling tonight? You feeling all right tonight? Especially if this is just my one listener. What is going on? Man. A lot of stuff didn't happen since the last time we done went live with this 8 Flights Up. Let's see. I lost my job. What else? They just had the WrestleMania. Snoop Doggy Dogg got inducted to the Hall of Fame with Sting. I mean, who ever saw that cover right there? Sting, Jack on the head. Somebody else I forgot, but Snoop Doggy Dogg is inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame. Probably said WWF, but hey, you know, it's always going to be WWF to me. You know, I don't know what's going on with WWE right now. It seems like, when I was watching the WrestleMania yesterday, it seemed like people really don't even get excited until, like, the OGs come on me. OGs, man, are like, you know, Stone Cold, Rock, you know what I'm saying? That's, everybody goes crazy when you see them. You know what I'm saying? Yo, what else? Adam Iverson got inducted to the NBA Hall of Fame. What about that? You know, Iverson. Man, I mean, I'm trying to think of the word. It's just so much stuff that he did when it comes to not just NBA, but just, you know, our culture just here, especially when we were kids. You know what I'm saying? When Allen Iverson came out, he had everybody wanting to wear braids. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of parents wasn't having that. Like, they was like, they weren't no braids. They don't be looking like no game, man. You won't be looking like no game up in here. You know what I'm saying? And so, when Allen Iverson was doing his thing, you know, and your parents was like, okay, well, if you get good grades, then I might let you get some braids. I was always looking up because I never got no braids. I didn't even get my hair long enough. My hair would be just long enough, and then I would do something. I'd get a bad report card. My daddy would be like, you gotta cut that crap off. You know, I came home, go back here, half my hair braided one time, and then first thing my father said, he said, I hope you got somebody to help you take that mess out. You know what I'm saying? You know, my braids wasn't even really going to be that long. They were going to be like, I was maybe cool to have a little bitty braid that stopped just barely on the back of your neck, you know what I'm saying? You had to have hang time and braids like slow, but, you know, he was able to do that stuff. He had the Reeboks on that, man. Mosquito eaters, but I'm saying one thing, I hope they eat all these mosquitoes, because They got this. What's that disease that they have going on between some mosquitoes? I forgot what it was, but apparently, you know, if it by, you know, if it came in contact with pregnant women, you know, you was a chance that, you know, your baby might come out with a little bit of head. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how true that is, but supposedly that's what happens. You get a little bitty head when you get one of these mosquitoes biting them. Yo, man. I want a few things out the door, man.
Hello? Man, my bad, man. I don't know what the fuck I just did, man. This is one of the times where if nobody's listening, it really didn't matter anyway. Well, I mean, what if I'm the only person that's listening to my own show? I'm going to be the only person that's listening. What happened? And then I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Man, y'all should have heard me just now, man. I sat up there because I do this show using my phone. I pushed that little button that was on the top. And then I pushed that little button that was on the top, and I sat up there and cut my own show off. I'm like, man, oh, I swear, if I could have an out-of-body experience sometimes, I would come out of my own body, and I would be standing there right next to myself, and I would beat the shit out of my own self sometimes, because that's how mad I make myself. I was choking. Oh, I'm choking myself. Oh, my own self and I, and just, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want to do sometimes, man. But yo, like I said, if you're rapping with me, my bad. Yo, like I said, yo, Goldie Cole was talking about the Plastic Beats. That's the last album he bought. I said Deeply Rooted, and the Compton album is the last album I bought. Well, hit me up. Let me know what was the last album you bought. Let me see here. Let me see here. I'm trying to remember the number. see. Let me hide that so I don't cut off the show no more. My bad. Hold on. Okay, I think I know what I'm talking about. I don't even know what the last time you bought. 718-508-9883. Hit me up. Tone the Chief, Rocker 8, Flight Up. Yeah, man. Hit me up, let me know what's the last album you bought. Or, how about this? Top three albums. You lose all your stuff, right? All your stuff. You just happen to, there's a fire, right? And everything's gone. And you know what? Scrap that. That's a racket you have. You're trapped on an island, right? With beautiful honeys, you know what I'm saying, just all around. Now, if you're a woman, beautiful honeys, no, I'm just playing, or whatever you like, right, all there. But the only thing is, there's no music. You just happen to find three of your favorite albums. What are those albums going to be? And that's going to be the music that you play for the rest of your days on this island with all the beautiful honeys surrounded. Okay, this is going to be mine. I'm rolling with Chronic 2001 Dr. Dre. Now, once upon a time, I would have said The Last Meal, Snoop Doggy Dogg. But I feel like I'm getting all that on the Chronic 2001. It's got a little bit of everything. It's got a little bit of Snoop. Got a little bit of Eminem. You know, I got a little bit of all that. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so Chronic 2001, Dr. Dre, Snoop. What else? My favorite album of all time, I'm going to have to say Aquemini. And then my last album I would have for the rest of my days on this island, beautiful women all around, beautiful thick honeys, just B-double-O-T-Y's and B-double-O-B-Y's. You know what I'm saying? Last album I'm going to have is going to be that Californication. Yeah, that's right, Red Hot Chili Peppers. You down with the Red Hot Chili Peppers? I know I am. That's what I really want to see, man. I done seen a lot of artists. These are the people I've seen Nas. I've seen Outkast. I've seen Game. What else? KRS-One. The Roots. Erykah Badu. I even was lucky enough to see Lauryn Hill. But now I want to see Red Hot Chili Peppers, man. What's going on out there, man? Is anybody out there? Hit me up, man. Shut up, Tone the Chief Rocker. Hey, what's up, man? I'm just over here chilling. I'm by myself tonight, man. DJ Coley Cole, man. He over there doing DJ Coley Cole things. Hopefully he's feeling better. That's right. What else is going on, man? You know what? I go on my car today, and this morning I look in the back seat and I see a piece of paper towel. And inside the paper towel, it's the edges of a sandwich. You know, like how some people don't like the corners of the bread, or they're like, can you take the edges off my sandwich? You know. Like that. Well, my daughter just happens to be like that. I never understood people like that. I mean, what is the deal with the damn cuss? I mean, I don't understand that. Like, it don't even really taste like nothing. Is it the texture or what is it? What is it about some people who don't like the edges on the sandwich? And the reason why they're so anal about it, my own daughter, I mean, can you take edges off my sandwich? I'm like, get the fuck out of my face. You know what I'm saying? Take your own edges off your sandwich. You better eat that. You better eat the edges off them sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? That's the waste of edge. You don't waste the edge. You eat that edge. You understand? You eat every little corner of that sandwich. You don't be wasting no sandwiches on no corner. You don't do that. Okay? I work too hard to get them to get that bread and all the corners on the bread. So you make sure you eat every last corner of the bread. Hey, Slice Stuff, is anybody out there? Is anybody feeling me on that one? Hit me up, 718-508-9883. Are you one of these people that don't want no crust on the sandwich? Let me know, man. Hit me up. Well, man, I'm still chilling, man. Just listening to some of that good old player music, you know what I'm saying? Get the little, show them that you can have you a little bit of wine. Pour up a little bit of that wine, and you feel it fine. Roll up a little bit of Dubaline, put a little bit of green up on up in there, yeah, sprinkle it on up in there. Oh, if you got a packet, pack you a bowl. Be chilling with Tony Cheek rocking right now, man. Man. I guess don't nobody want to let me know what the first album they bought. Well, I'm going to keep on letting you know some of my favorite albums, man. Man, I think, you know what I used to do? When I was in high school, I would take my lunch money, right? And I would go. My pops would give me like $20 for the week. $20, you know? And that would be to get lunch at school, you know? And, you know, if I wanted to get any other little snacks, whatever. I didn't really eat like that when I was going to school, you know? I would spend half of my money on, not no trees, if that's what you think. But I would spend half my money on CDs. I was always going to the record store. Or going to Best Buy, buying the new CD, buying whatever new album just came out, you know. Like I said, man, it ain't the same no more, man. Nobody sits up there and buys the album. Everybody, you know, just download everything. That's why if you go to Best Buy now, it don't even look the same no more. Like, it used to be a whole CD section just full of albums. Roll, they had rock, hip-hop, country. Jazz, I think even comedy, international music. It had R&B, had all these sections. Now, if you walk into Best Buy and try to go to the CD section, it's only like two rows of everything condensed into these two rows. You're going to find your hip-hop there, your rock, your dance. You'll find all of that in the same row. I don't know, man. Everything is just like watered down and just black now, man. I said, man, wrestling's watered down now. Like, we only get excited whenever we see them OGs. That's what I don't understand about a lot of the wrestlers of today. Like, you know, especially the WWE and tennis. It's like, you know, a lot of them is my age or younger now, you know. I'm 53 myself. No, I'm just playing. 53. But, yeah, you know, a lot of them are my age now, and you would think that, you know, coming up, I came up off the older OG, you know, the Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior. Bret the Hitman Hart was my dog, you know what I'm saying? I was a big Bret the Hitman Hart cat, you know what I'm saying? Undertaker, of course. I used to like, and then, you know, everything changed. Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know? I feel like Stone Cold changed the rest. You know, to what it is now. Like, it wouldn't even been a rock if it wasn't for Stone Cold. If Stone Cold didn't come up in there, I mean, you got to remember, man, it seemed that Stone Cold was supposed to be like a heel, from what I believe. But it's amazing we gravitated towards that. It was a very, you know, like the moment, I don't know, man, everything just started shifting into a whole other direction. In the year like 1997, like late 96. From late 96 up until 2000, everything was just, you know, everything was changing. And wrestling was one of them, like I said, Stone Cold. Somebody you would have thought would have been a heel. I mean, who is this dude coming out here flipping you off? You know what I'm saying? Clashing these beers together. whooping Bret Hart's ass. I mean, Bret Hart was supposed to be the, I mean, he came out giving kids glasses and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Stone Cold came out, and if you didn't like him, he just slipped you off, and we was like, yeah, we love you, Stone Cold, yeah. Shout out to Stone Cold. He came out last night, man. Man, he been drinking all that beer, man. He got a beer belly for real, man. Now he really got a beer belly. Who else? Undertaker, oh, man. Undertaker and Shane O'Mac, man. How about that, man? Shane O'Mac, man. That brother right there. I think if he wasn't, like, connected with the McMahons, he would be like a stuntman or something, you know? Because, my bad. You know, he'd be sitting up there. He's, like, probably pushing 50, right? But yet, he's still jumping off any little thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, he jumps off anything. He jumped off a 20-foot cage last night. Man, crazy guy. I know, I always tell people, you know, you always get some people to understand.
Well, that's what you think, but you understand, though.
Yeah, the whole premise of it might be quote-unquote fake, but let me see you jump off a 20-foot cage for fake. I bet you're going to have some real pain the next morning, especially if your body ain't used to that. Oh, man, I got to give it a shame. He did that. Undertaker out here, it seemed like he walked slower and slower and slower every WrestleMania whenever he's coming to the ring. Like, it seemed like it took him like 8 minutes to get to the inside the ring. Man. Hopefully you got your drink poured, man. What's up, man? Hit me up. What's going on, man? What's the last album y'all bought, man? It must have been, you know, everybody. Maybe I'm the only one buying albums. Maybe that's it. I don't ever see nobody in the CD section when I'm in there. I'd be the only person that'd be in there excited because I just found, you know, country grammar. I'm the only person. Oh, let me get that. Everybody else is just downloading all that iTunes. And I wonder if people even still doing that, buying iTunes and stuff like that. You know, people just get on their phones now and just watch music videos on, which is dope, you know. That's as close to a portable TV that, you know, because I always wanted a portable TV when I was a kid. I always thought that was the coolest thing in the world, having a portable TV, you know. Never got one, but now everybody got a portable TV through, like, sort of kind of through these phones, you know. Man, over here just chilling, relaxing. Yo, man, hit me up, 718-508. Hopefully I ain't giving out the wrong number. You know, I got y'all calling, you know, somebody out there in New York. But my bad, but all in all, shout out to Ben and Nick, Totally Driven. Philly, what up? I'm over here on planet Eagle right now. Shout out to wherever you are. If you might be over there in Houston, Texas, North Cackalack, South Cackalack, all that. Man. You know, thank goodness for these videos that you see on Facebook that be teaching you how to cook stuff. I done learned how to cook so much stuff from watching YouTube. I want to thank I just looked at this one now. It's called Cheesy Pull Apart Burger Sliders. And they look bomb too. Like, they just like have them the buns, chopped it, made some ground beef, ground it up a little, peppers all up in there, put the peppers all up on there, ground it all up, right? Then they had the buns, bottom of the buns off in the pan, they sprinkled the meat all up on them, and then they just put a whole bunch of cheese all on top of that, right? And they just covered it all with buns, and bam, and some cheeseburger sliders. Now, I can't even eat cheese, but, you know, if I could, I would be making that tonight. You know, I'd make that for my daughter or something, you know, she probably. But then again, I don't even know if she likes hamburgers. Hamburgers is my favorite food. Like, that's my favorite food. Oh, never mind, that was my Afro pick. I got an Afro pick, and I don't even have an Afro. My Afro's on my chin now. But, I mean, hamburgers is my favorite food, right? But my daughter, she didn't really get out of hamburgers. You know? Every time I used to go to McDonald's, I wanted a Happy Meal hamburger. And then I got to a point where I would get a Happy Meal hamburger, and then I would get an extra hamburger to go along with that. She just gets the chicken McNuggets. That's all she wants. She don't want a hamburger. I know that. My parents used to make me get chicken nuggets because they thought I ate too many hamburgers. You remember that dude on Popeye? I think he was the one that always was eating the hamburgers. That's me. That's how I am. That's how I am in real life. Yeah. Wanted to go to the movie, but ain't nothing really out. The main thing I'm waiting on is that, wait a minute. I'm over here talking about movies. I did go to the movies. I went to the movies on Friday, to be exact. I went and saw that Meet the Blacks, that Mike Epps movie. I liked it. I thought it was funny. You know, it was a silly movie. It was a silly movie. You got to go in here with that mind frame also, like, going there thinking that you're about to see a really silly movie, you know. It's definitely a movie that you can kick back and burn something to, you know what I'm saying, if you know what I mean. Or, if anything, you know, burn something, walk in, I guarantee you'll be laughing at everything, you know. I like the fact that he had a lot of, you know, people that he get out with, you know what I'm saying, that he worked with in the movie. He had George Lopez, Charlie Murphy, Lil Duval. It was good seeing him in the movie. Who else? Mike Tyson. Who else? Michael Blackson. You know Michael Blackson, he's the dude that was like, what a sucker. I'm going to get you more stuck on that. He was talking on the next Friday movie. You remember that? All right? Yo, I'm over here. I'm chilling, mode. What y'all out there puffing on, man? What's some of your favorite strands out there? Let me know where you at, man. Where you puffing at, man? Let me know who got the best trees out there, man. What state? Hit me up. 718. 508-98-883. Hit me up with that. Just want to say what's happening, man. Other than that, I'm on flight mission. What else is going on, man? Oh, man. Get off my cracking. Man. It seemed like summer's just coming. It's coming. That over here on the West Coast, man, it's already hot. We already on the springtime. See, in Cali, you know, it'll be hot, like, around now. And, you know, it'll lead into April maybe. But then, you know, all of a sudden, in June, we start getting all kind of rain. What the fuck is that about? No. I do know this. It seems like I had the most randomest, you know. I don't know. My life is just really random right now, you know. Check this out. my girl, man, she, I'm outside, I'm chilling, doing what I do, blowing it down, putting it in the air like I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Listening to the tone. Next thing I know, my girl comes out and she says, "No, I don't want to come at you in a certain way because I know you're going to get upset." I already knew that it was about to be some crap, right? She comes up to me and then she says, "I found something in the room that I didn't really like." I'm like, "What the fuck is she talking about?" She said, and then she didn't just say anything else. She just breaks out some panties. She breaks out some panties, right? And I'm looking like, whoa, right? She's talking about these whose panties are these. Now, I really didn't know whose panties those were because I had never seen nothing like that, you know? She asked me, "Oh, did I have somebody in the house and all that?" And I'm like, if I did, you know, I don't remember. And, you know, I'm over here getting accused of something, or she's asking me something like that. It's whack because I ain't even doing nothing. You know, if I'm going to get in trouble with something like that, I better have got mine. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't even getting no new. And, you know, man, that just don't seem fair to me. And then on top of that, it was some dirty panties at that. I'm like, she over here talking about whose panties are these dirty panties. And, you know, I'm over here like, as random as this is, she's coming over here asking me whose dirty panties is over. And I'm like, man, I really don't know. It sucks when you don't know how some dirty panties got in your room, and the next thing you know, your girl coming over to you asking whose dirty panties are these. No, I told her, I had thought about it today. I was like, I can't believe she was walking around with somebody's dirty panties in her pocket before she even showed me. I mean, she took the panties, like, balled them up and had them in her pocket. You know, if I was going to confront somebody about some, you know, dirty drawers or anything, I ain't going to touch them with my hands and put them in my pocket. I'm going to use some, like, tongs or something, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Do these belong to you? You know? What y'all think, man? Your girl's tripping on y'all, man. You got some, is your girl coming at you talking about whose funky panties is these? Or is that just me right now? Hit me up. 718-508-9883. Man. Oh. I hope y'all didn't hear that. Just farted. But you know, hope it's all good. We're keeping it funky. You know what I'm saying? Man, I can't wait for that Jungle Book movie, man. How many more weeks until that drop? I think about two. Yeah, we got about 2 weeks. Yeah. It's April, all right. Dang. We are in April already. That's crazy, right? We just made it to April just now. Like, I mean, like, dang. It seemed like we just passed, like, December, and it was just January, and now we already in April, man. Going on May. Time really be flying, man. Time really be flying. DJ Coley Cole, this is last year of high school. That's crazy. That is crazy. My little brother, man, my baby brother, man. I'm 20 years older than DJ Coley Cole. You know? And to see him grow up, he grew up into a fine young man. Fine young man. Fine young man. Good guy. Over here driving, got a girlfriend. Y'all to see him. Him and his girlfriend, they look like a black Corey is Topanga. Kobe's like a black boy meets world. He got like a black Sean friend, you know, all of that. All of the above. Man. I think I'm about to get up on this Mortal Kombat, man. This Mortal Kombat. Y'all got Mortal Kombat? First of all, for that, I might go spark a little bowl. Y'all ready? I'm going to spark a little bowl with me. Oh, I don't feel like going right now. I think I might just get on Mortal Kombat. Anybody y'all got Mortal Kombat then? I get on with the Mortal Kombat. I love this new Mortal Kombat, man, the XL. Cause God, I mean, like, whoever thought that you would have Leatherface, Jason, an alien, all on a Mortal Kombat game, fighting Liu Kang, you know what I'm saying? Mortal Kombat been having some way out stuff. They had to fight the DC superheroes. I'm like, Scorpion fighting Batman. What the heck is going on, man? Man, what's up, y'all? What's going on? Y'all ain't gonna let me know what the favorite album is. Y'all don't want to talk about what's going on with truck sandwiches and all that. Well, I still got a beef with y'all. I still don't understand why we don't just eat the crust of the sandwich, man. You know what I'm saying? Put a little jelly on it or something. You know what I'm saying? Put a little more peanut butter. But don't taste it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no. I'm over here chilling. Again, I say, man, I just told y'all about some cheeseburger sliders. Man, I wish I could eat cheese. I know I'm missing out on cheese. Man. I mean, people swear by it too much. Some people done asked me, hey, how do you even eat a hamburger with no cheese? I'm like, that's what I'm doing. Everybody don't need no cheese. Some people just act like you can die of cheese, man. It's been times where I've been to McDonald's, and, you know, I've asked them, you know, they be so quick to put cheese on stuff. I gotta say ridiculous stuff like this. I'll be like, can I get the two cheeseburger meals with no cheese, right? You can say, can I get, and they'll still put cheese on it. You know, they just say, can I get a hamburger? They go, a lot of them gonna put cheese on it. You'd be amazed. You'd be like, can I get a hamburger with no cheese? And they still put cheese on it. That's just what they do, man. Sometimes I be wondering, like, did he think that they hooking me up sometimes? Like, oh, this man, you probably ain't even got, like, you know, you probably like 50 cents short, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good, man. I'm going to look out for him, man. Throw a little piece of cheese up on there, man. You know what I'm saying? Look out for the brother. You know what I'm saying? Now, he's knowing that, you know, if I eat that, you know, the slightest thing that's going to happen is I'm going to throw up. That's going to be the, you know. And then it's just all downhill from there. Like, you know, allergies, all that. For some reason, I get eaten back from cheese, though. I never understood that. Nacho cheese! I remember Jack and the Crack had a nacho cheeseburger. Nacho cheeseburger. Well, it was a hamburger with nacho cheese on it, and what else? And jalapenos. It was all right. Pretty good. It was all right. Pretty good. Didn't eat too many of those, because you know it was nacho cheese. Not messing with me. I feel like I'm just talking to y'all. You guys are like my therapist. You know how you have a therapist and you get in that room and then the person be laying on the couch just talking. That's exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm like laying on the couch and I'm looking at the ceiling and I'm talking to you. You guys are my Tone the Chief Rock is a psychiatrist. I'm telling you all of my problems and my personal secrets. What's going on? Hopefully you're chilling, you rock with Tone the Chief Rocker. But I learned how to do this program on. Shout out to Totally Good Radio and Blog Talk Radio.
Without them, I wouldn't be doing this.
Still learning, y'all. Still learning how to play music. It's going to be old and pop, and I'm going to have my little sound effects and all that. I'm going to have a little drop in the
listening to Totally Tripping 8 Flights Up Radio. I'm going to have all kind of stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Ready for this Jungle Book movie, man. That's the movie I'm ready for. Can't wait to see that. That's the main movie I've been waiting for this year. It's Jungle Book. Jungle Book, and I want to see Civil War, but I think I'm more excited about Jungle Book. Probably. Man. Man.
I just got kind of comfortable, man. For the pass on the pull-out couches, you know what I'm saying? The pull-out couches,
they're all right, man. They came in handy for me when I used to be staying in Detroit. I'm on file. Pull that pull-out bed. Be chill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Who that just came back up in here?
DJ Cody Cole.
Oh, it's DJ Cody Cole. Man, did you go in there and take an Alka-Seltzer or something? I can't take Alka-Seltzer, man. I cannot stomach Alka-Seltzer. Every time I try to take Alka-Seltzer, I throw up. And that's supposed to stop you from throwing up. Never understood. Never understood. Hey, Alka-Seltzer, hey, cough, all kinds of cough syrup. You know,
only cough syrup I kind of like. It's not quick because it knocks you out. If you don't do nothing else, it knocks you out. Day 12, I don't know what that's about. Day 12, it just tastes like crap. It don't do nothing. It don't help you. It didn't make me feel better. Maybe it might have helped you feel better. It sure didn't make Tony G rock feel better. Yeah, Tony G rock feel like rock and Tony. Tony's. Rock and phone, you know what I'm saying? That's what they had me feeling like. Man, I was just talking about how I want to see that. We're close to that Jungle Book, man. We're about like a week and a half away from that.
Man, right? That's what I was just saying. April already, man. You got 2 more months. 2 more months of school.
Man.
Ain't that a trip?
Yeah.
Man. You gotta have a ball, man. You gotta have a ball. It's gonna be a summer right here. It's gonna be one of the. You definitely gonna remember this stuff. I definitely remember the summer right here. I never forget the summer after I graduated. So, wow, now you right there. Yep. What, summer? Smoked a lot of weed, what else, rapped on a lot of instrumentals, you know, not a bunch of, went on, what, was going on auditions that I never got, what else, ate a lot of fat and juicy burger, McDonald's, what else, yeah. That's about it, man. That's about it. Oh, I was working at. Oh, no, I wasn't working at all. I wasn't working. Oh, yeah, I was. Pops had just. Oh, that was like in October. I was going to say the restaurant. But the restaurant wasn't popping like that until like September. But, yeah, man, summer. I didn't do too much. What you got planned for the summer? DJ Cody Cole?
It was called Villa Park, something like that. They wanted to go on a little tour.
Oh, yeah?
They wanted me to come with them.
Oh, man.
Or they just going to be doing shows, period, out here.
Yeah.
Probably, I know a lot of people going to have parties and stuff. I actually got another party I'm going to see. The party that I did on Friday.
Yeah. A part two? Oh, man, you know the party's off the hook if y'all got to have a sequel. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I
got to
be at home
when
he's ready to
do it. Oh, man, you got to make sure you ain't no punishment, huh?
Well, I mean,
what's
the money?
Right.
Man, God, man. Man, I never tell my mom, but you know what you're showing the big story.
Well, yeah.
I said it. I never gambled ever again in my life.
Gambled?
Yeah.
What was
the gambling at? I was at the movie, right? One of those guys that be doing that, taking the ball. Maybe like, you know, saying, let's say, you know, they be switching with the ball.
Uh-huh.
He said, I got
played
like a sucker.
Oh, yeah, man.
Man, I'm going to be straight to it. I lost $100. $100 I made in that party.
Oh.
I got in this party and I made $150. So I got it back.
Wow, man. I'm feeling that right now. I feel like one of my kidneys is going out. Like,
you didn't see that focus movie, huh?
No.
It's one part.
I can't focus. Every time I try to watch Focus, I can't focus.
It was one part of the movie where, yeah, he lost it all. I felt just like him. I'm like, I feel so stupid. I'm like,
you would. Yeah, man. You know, if I'm going to lose my money, I'm going to lose my money on other stupid ways. And trust me, there's a lot of other stupid ways I lose my money. But gambling, I've never been a good gambler. The way my life works, gambling is definitely not the comb to cheat by, man. Definitely not the comb to cheat by. I've got up there and taught people how to, like, shoot dice, right? Next thing you know, they didn't look at your mama.
Yeah.
Right?
Man.
Well, what about y'all, man? Anybody out there? Y'all got some gambling stories? How much money have you lost? I haven't lost any money in the game. But if you got any stories, man, hit me up. 718-508-9883.
We know how much money y'all have lost, man. $100. Dang. That's the type of money we get. Like, we don't cry when we get the car. Man, I was hurt. Did anybody buy you some McDonald's or something?
Nobody bought you no McDonald's? You be buying everybody else McDonald's. Why can't they buy you no McDonald's?
You was too mad to even eat McDonald's, huh? Yeah. I saw anybody break a cross on me to break.
Yeah.
I'm just asking off. I got out. Everybody.
Man, I want to see that Miles Davis movie.
Yeah, I want to see that.
He's just walking around just like slapping everybody. I have no Miles Davis.
I hate it for comedy music.
Right? But I heard it was like that, so. I heard it was. As a matter of fact, they say that on that movie, Collateral. When they were talking about it. But yeah, they say he was a butthole. But man, I definitely want to see that. I mean, I know James Brown was a black former. They didn't put that on the movie, but.
He did. He slapped
the genocide. He did, but I think he slapped a lot more other people than that. I think James Brown slapped a whole lot of people. I'm telling you, he definitely. Seems like he was slapping and making sound effects. Like, hey! When he slapped, he goes, hey! You know?
Can you listen to me? Can you listen to me? See?
Man, kids, that's how I mean. Man, I'm going to go pick up me and my daughter today. And, I'm only saying my daughter when I'm like probably non-existent mental. You know what I'm saying? But anyway,
how do you say that?
I don't know. But you know, hopefully somebody is. If they're not, Hey, I'm gonna bring him on. Hey, how you doing, Tom? How you doing, Anthony? How you doing, AJ? Man, he's mic'd up. No. No, I'm gonna take a lead in it. And I know teachers all telling me like how she's been being, you know, active in the past, you know, I'm losing all of that. I'm looking like,
I don't give a up. Stop talking to me. You know what I'm saying? That's how I was thinking. I know we gotta work on the kids and everything. Dang, you know, like, you think I'm going to? You know? That's the thing about having kids. Especially nowadays, when sadly a lot of our generation mentally, we still like kids. Or maybe I don't know, maybe that's just me, but whatever. It's hard for me to try to crack down on another kid for something that I used to be getting in trouble for. Also. I mean, I wouldn't have it. I think I might have some things. She has, like, these outrageous temper tantrums. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I wish she was a boy sometimes so I could just, you know, just take my foot and, you know, shine it up real nice, you know? And turn that stone sideways and stick it straight on her chest, huh? It looked like a big old they got this thing at the Lackman Museum. It's like a big old rock. It's called a meditative mask. That's what his head looked like. It looked like a meditative mask. He really got he got a big old rock head, man.
Yeah.
I was tripping off Undertaker still, man.
Tired,
man, he was tired. Yeah, they showed
a picture.
They had a picture of
him,
Shawn Michaels. One, two, three kids. Yeah,
Shawn
Michaels been looking like that for
years.
He's always.
He got his muscles back.
Yeah, he's like a really strong, like 58-year-old, something, you know.
He saw his belly.
Man, he got him a beard for real. Funny to see these messages, all the OGs, you know, really looking like some OGs. Who was there? Had a homeboy on there, Tatanka. I know you don't remember him. Like a Native American wrestler back in the day.
And he was there, stomach looking like a cannon, you know what I'm saying? Like, right off. Cannonball game. Man, you know who I want to see? Hardcore Henry. Is that coming out this week?
Man, that's the thing. That came out yesterday. On Friday.
No, I don't think it's on Friday.
It's
the summer movie. Yeah, I want to see that. What was the second part on the Meet the Black movie?
Oh, man. It was a lot of stuff. It was scattered. Yeah, him arguing on Michael Jackson. When he was roasting on Mike Tyson.
Oh, yeah.
And then what's
the
name?
Tiny
old
platform
was
stupid. Hey. Yeah. Hey, Bubba called that. She was like, that's tiny. It was at the beginning of the movie. Like, we were talking to him on the phone. I was like, he's like, that's tiny. Like, I don't know.
Everybody, yeah.
Man, y'all be knowing Tiny voice, huh? Yeah. Man, you know. He's always alright to me.
Everything he did is a comedy. You know, he already got this. You know, there's a lot of other funny. Anglo-American comedians out there. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm gonna keep it real, man. I'm kind of scared about this Kevin Hart rock movie. I think we got another Get Hard on our hands.
I don't think so.
You think so? Because, you know, I haven't.
Because it don't seem like Kevin Hart doing too much.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying, like, the movie on. I didn't have that one tournament this weekend. And I think Kevin Hart is hilarious. You know? The Rock, you know, I don't. You say, hey, you know.
I hope I can ever do some more of these Meet the Black, so I'm like, that was pretty good. I'm like, that was a fun movie to watch.
Right. Do popcorn, you know.
That was fun.
Silly movie. It was a fun movie. There you go.
That was a fun movie to see with all your friends and everything. That was hilarious to see. I was like, oh, that's my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did we see it?
The bridge. There was a lot of people up in there. It was like I might have busted with the crazy dogs because it was like the same people that was in here. That was fun.
Man,
that was fun. That was a funny movie.
Yeah.
I was the whole way from Billy in there.
The same reason why, well, I don't want to get too much of the movie, but. Well, like I said, I don't know, right? I don't want to give it away because, you know, my negative listener might want to see the movie.
Ooh.
What you talking about, who?
No, someone said, man, let's say who it was.
I don't want to say it. Obviously, it must be something real, you know, I just feel like, you know, well, all right, well. The part when, you know, Wolverine came out, you know, that was, a, you know, that shit me out, you know. Why, who knew he was going to be on it, you know? I stayed until after the end of the credits, and sure enough, Wolverine came out. Now he done made me sit up there and spoil the movie for everybody. You happy? Are you happy, Cole? Well, you shouldn't be, because you ain't shit. For making me do that. But so, you rock with Tony Chick, rocking DJ Coley Cole after hours. We're chilling. While we're chilling, I'm going to take a little break. Pay some of these bills. I always forget to do this. I ain't going to forget this time. So I'm going to play it and get it over with. Let's pay on how do you say that? Pay a word to our sponsors or whatever. You know what? Let me just shut up.
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signings of top professional athletes, he also does custom framing too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product.
The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name, selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at trashcity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom, we are online only. Visit us at trashcity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
Ain't myself. I'm your host, Tony Cheek Rock. I'm kicking it over here. DJ Coast Cole, man. He over here watching a Future video. Is it Future? And the Weeknd, huh? Why did you turn this on? Oh, I thought you put this on, like. You don't even like this song? Now. Oh, yeah? What's it called?
Ain't No Time.
Ain't No Time? Well, I ain't got no time to play it. No. I'm gonna keep it real. I mean, he makes some cool joints, but like,
Ain't none of them joints been banging more than like B-double-O-T-Y, man. I mean, okay. I mean, he'll probably be like, yeah, me, no, oh, me, five, yeah. I don't know, what is he saying, man? He sound like Munch Mouth on Fat Albert. That's a corny movie, man. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Yeah, that's why you love that movie, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't get into that one. That one was too cheesy for me. And, you know, I love the Defied Hour. Especially back in the day when they had that Platinum Fubu. They used to bring that back.
They need to bring that back.
They need to bring it. If they're going to bring that Flat Top, Flat Tops, then.
Flat Tops, man,
they don't
that's going
to be in
too.
It is?
Yeah.
I've seen somebody with a crisp Flat Top. What y'all going to bring back next? Y'all, I know an S-Curl is coming. S-Curl is coming in, like, I say probably a year and a half. In a year and a half, S-Curl is coming back, bro. Vengeance. You know, out there, man, S-Curl, hit me up. 718-548-7833. Hit me up if you had an S-Curl. If you had the box with the brother on the box with the S-Curl on it. You know what I'm saying? Here's the song on it. S-Curl is on. Now, see, I didn't use S-Curl. Our daddy used to get Duke. But they ended up getting the S-Curl, huh?
Yeah.
That's true, yeah, okay. Or the blowout. Yeah. They would do blowouts, so that's true. But I grew up off Duke, too, though. You don't know Duke? Duke used to smell like Duke. That used to be some funky stuff, boy. Put that perm up in there. Yeah. That's what you wanted to. I wanted my fifth grade, I wanted to have a curl like Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy had a curl. Yeah. I wanted my ass curl like that. I like it too. Man. So what's going on whatchamacallit, the PlayStation Network, man, any games? What are they going to start doing, like, selling old-school PlayStation 2 games? They do. I've never seen Tekken Tag Tournament. Karma. I've never seen none of that. But then again, it's like, what games do I really want that was just on PlayStation 2? Okay, yeah, you might want Vice City. Yeah, he remade my city. He said they need to remake it.
I want to see
Man, I don't know what the heck is going on, man. Keep on cutting up, but I keep on coming back. You know what I'm saying? Can't stop. Called in my own show. I almost called in as a guest on my own show. I was like, hello? Now, you was talking about some game. What were you talking about? Oh, really? Yeah.
team that came out today for a quantum break. It's the guy that played Iceman, Sean Ashmore or something. And then it's like you can tell us, the games you do it now. They put the actors in all these chapters, they make it look like a guy.
Second. what's going down. But, you know, if you had been keeping up with your comic book, you would know things like that. But you don't. You don't know stuff like that. Yeah, all right. Who cares? This is just form.
You are so small.
Make it bigger.
Make
it bigger. Make it bigger. Make it bigger. Make it bigger. What if you asked DJ the WrestleMania one day? They might kill her. DJ said, Bobby boy, I'm a DJ for Stone Cold. So I'm like, Mexican haircut? What exactly?
Okay.
I see what you're saying. It does look ridiculous. But hey, you know, that's how people wear their hair now. You should get your hair like that. Get you a super perm. You don't want a super perm? Get you a little Ricky Ricardo haircut? So how you doing prom, man? Where's it going to be at? Thank you.
Oh, my God.